Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You look at it in context, in Parshas Vayeschad, and Moshe Rabbeinu is turning to the Jewish people. And he's saying to them, listen, Jewish people, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem, our God, Hashem is one. The question is, though, when we say Shema every day, when we accept on ourselves, O Malchus Shamayim, and awareness of the existence of Hashem and the obligations that are derived and devolved from that, why do we need to say the words Shema Yisrael? It's understandable that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's turning to the rest of the Jewish people, needs to say Shema Yisrael, but why do we? Surely if the Shema is a statement of theology, surely if the Shema is a declaration of the perfect unity of Hashem, it would be enough to say, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What are we calling out? Seems to be that Shema Yisrael is an important call, even if we're by ourselves. So there's a Maral. Maral is in the Sivas Olam. The Sifah Avodah Perek Zayin. And Samaral says, the first things first. In order for a person to be able to accept all Malchus Shamayim upon themselves, to be able to accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven, they have to be a part of the Klal. They have to be a part of the Jewish people as a nation. And this is what the Maral says. And that which this declaration of faith and of acceptance of our obligations starts off with the words, here, listen, Jewish people. It doesn't just start off Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's because this itself is Kabbalas al Malchus Shamayim. We accept. We identify as part of the Jewish people. Because we're not just declaring Hashem as God over ourselves as personal individuals. Not at all. It's not just about ourselves as private individuals. Because ultimately, Ein Melech Bele Am, there's no king without a nation. And therefore Shema is very much a declaration of identity. Being part of the Am, being part of the nation. Melech is a ruler over a nation. An individual cannot declare someone to be a king over themselves. It's only something a nation can do. The whole concept of Malchus, of kingship, is only where there's a kingdom, where there's a community, where there's a nation. You don't have a king over an individual. There's no such concept of ruling over one person. That's not rulership, that's not a king. And therefore the whole concept of Kabbalas al Malchus Shamayim, of accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, is only done through the vehicle of Klal Yisrael as a nation. And therefore every single Jew is turning to every other Jew. We're turning to Klal Yisrael, Jewish people, and saying Shema Yisrael. Let's do this together. There's more to say on this. Perhaps, at least at this point, to internalize the fact that we identify as part of the nation as a necessary prerequisite for being able to accept Hashem's sovereignty over ourselves.